Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live, live on the Fight Mixer Show.
Perfect.
Wednesday night.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Happy Thursday morning in Australia.
Yeah, but they don't celebrate that shit. So all you gringos at home, stop acting like it. Just saying.
We actually celebrate at work.
I can say that.
Stinky de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Just another reason to eat tacos. It's about a bad
weird
like you need an extra reason to eat tacos.
We can get
yesterday. Did you guys hear Taco Bell was giving out free tacos yesterday?
Why not today?
Yeah, I know.
Do you have tacos in Australia, Sambo?
Pardon? Yeah, we do.
Is it different down there? I'm wondering if their menu is different.
It's not as big here as it is like over there.
Yeah, it's just drunk food. I think it is.
Yeah. Are your guys' like particular Australia, like they're made out of stingray or something?
No, I do like the margaritas, the chili margaritas, my favorite.
Chili margaritas?
Yeah, I always have them at, not Taco Bell, but other Mexican restaurants here.
Like the whole flavor is chili or is like chili on the rim?
Chili in the rim and chili inside as well. I don't know, it makes it taste good.
And what if it's like a michelada? It's a little bit. Possibly.
Like a really spicy margarita.
You know michelada
so bad.
You know what a michelada is, Sambo?
Yes.
Down there?
They're so big, I can't finish them. I look at one and I feel full.
They're so delicious. I love Bloody Marys, but they're more like.
I do love Bloody Marys.
Mm-hmm. Anything with tomatoes. We're supposed
the
to
only thing is like Bloody Marys, like you really have to judge where you're getting them from because sometimes they'll just give you tomato juice with vodka and that's fucking disgusting.
Oh, ew, no. That's disgusting. I like, there's a cucumber vodka.
Do you reckon they really cure hangovers?
What?
I don't know. I don't drink the next day.
They say Bloody Marys.
Oh. It just, because it gets you
buzzed. Hangovers.
So it doesn't make you feel as bad, I think. It just makes you drunk again.
Yeah, they say for hangovers. I don't like tomatoes.
It was good for him.
I'm going to
try one this weekend because it's my girl Bessie's birthday this weekend, so I'll try one on Sunday and see if it works. Yeah.
You have to get shit-faced on Saturday.
Oh, I am.
You need an excuse to go to a party.
Oh, we're going to this event, like I forgot. And it's going to have pole dances and cocktails. We've got a booth. It'd be great.
Pole dances. I'm in.
I'm excited.
What's up,
hey,
Nate?
Hey,
hi,
doing?
Nate.
The teddy bear.
Oh, he's in the car. Office?
Welcome. Nice car.
Nice car. What do you drive?
Equinox.
Chevy.
Okay.
Chevy.
Little white Chevy Equinox, pearl white.
Chevrolet.
Ooh.
Is there a floating bag next to you? Is it floating? It looks like it's floating, your bag. Whatever's next to you. No, what's in the passenger seat?
Oh, is that air freshener?
Oh, it's air freshener. Sorry.
It's on the windshield.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm really nosy. Sorry. What's in your bag?
Yeah, it's Denver Broncos and the Iowa Hawkeyes, baby.
Aww.
Nice.
Okay.
Not a Cyclones fan.
Sorry. I got asked all the questions. How you doing?
That's cute.
Hey, doing all right. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. See, you see you're prepping for your next fight.
You said what?
So I see you're prepping for your next fight.
Oh, yeah, man. Next weekend. I can't wait. I've been, this one's going to be special. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Do you feel any different about this one than your last one?
Yeah, a little bit, because I know this guy is a pretty good wrestler, high-level wrestler from Canada, and I welcome all wrestlers because that's what I do. I love it. So I can't wait. And it's, I haven't fought a true wrestler in a long time, and this is right up my alley.
That's nice. Sam, do you have a question?
I was just asking, where are we coming from or going to?
The fight's in Kansas City. Olathe, Kansas.
Olathe,
Kansas. Yeah.
We're all nosy.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Kevin, between me and Karen.
I know. Not too far. There's some really great barbecue though in Kansas City, especially the one that's at barbecue. Gas station. I can't remember what the name of that one's called. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
It's at a gas station, and it's the best one. And Anthony Bourdain even ate there, and he called it, like, one of the best restaurants you have to eat in America. Huh. It's a gas station. Best barbecue. I love barbecue, so it's really good. Just look up gas station barbecue in Kansas City. They'll tell you what it is. The best one, they'll tell you. It's worth the stop.
I like Gates barbecue.
I was going to say, that's, you got to go to Gates. Beef on bun?
Yes.
Which one is
what number title are you on by now?
I'm from Kansas, so I know.
Oh, you're from Kansas. Oh, yeah.
Aren't you cool? Why'd you move to Florida?
Yeah, because I'm from Kansas.
For the reason.
I got the fuck out of Dodge.
Oh, yeah.
I got the fuck into Dodge.
No. I never been to Dodge. I didn't want to go.
I want to get out of Iowa. I said, I want to get out of Iowa. I love Iowa, but I want to get out of Iowa.
I think every Iowan feels that way.
So what is the promotion that you're going to be having your next Friday, if you want to let everyone know?
It's for a B2 series.
Okay. And who's your opponent?
James Clark.
What, do you know what his record is?
Fuck, I don't know. I don't know.
Try not to think about that guy.
You know anything about him?
Like I said, he's a high-level wrestler from Canada. They call him a Suplex Kid. So almost all the fights that I've watched, he's trying to pick people up and slam them. Well, that's what I like to do. So that's what I like to do. So it's going to be a freestyle Greco match, I believe.
That's cool. You excited?
I'm going to give him one of those uppercuts you gave me that one time, and it'll be good.
Hey, I didn't mean to do that.
I know. But it was solid.
Nice. So what's going on? Anything else on your radar aside from your fight coming up during camp? Any nice
Alicia's fight?
No, nothing. Just my guys getting ready for their fights. My wife has her fight coming up in end of June. So just doing that. Getting ready for the end of school to be over, so can't wait to have my spring break.
Tell us about your wife's coming up.
She's fighting some girl from Panorama, Iowa. I think she's 0-0 MMA, 1-0 kickboxing. Don't know too much about her. So, I mean, it's okay. Nobody knows anything about my wife. So, I mean, she's been training it all. She's been doing the stand-up. Training the ground, wrestling, every part of the game she's been training. So, I mean, wherever the fight goes, she'll be ready for it.
Like, what weight is she fighting at?
She's actually going down to 35 for this one, and then eventually making her way back down to 125.
Okay. Man, do you have any particular feelings about this? You know, because this is the first time she's had a fight.
You nervous?
Yeah. I'm more nervous for her than I am myself because I can control it. I know what I need to do, and I know how to get out of a lot of situations. But I have full faith in her, though, because we've been together for 12, 13 years, and she's been around as long as I've been fighting. So she's picked up a lot, especially in this past couple years, especially this past year that she's been training herself. She's been cornering me, and she's been just watching a bunch of fights and stuff. So she's picking up on a lot of things.
Yeah, that's a great way to learn. Does she hold mitts for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we train together at the gym. We do rounds. We spar. We do jiu-jitsu. We wrestle. We do everything. Everything I'll do with a normal training partner, I do with her. When she's here, she's just a training partner. She's not my wife. And I treat her just like a training partner. You can ask her. I treat her like the training partner. When I'm in here, I'm like, oh, come here, baby. Come here, pop, pop. No, I mean, keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. I mean,
couple goals.
Yeah.
Couple goals. That's so cute.
Hey, family that trains together stays together.
Yeah.
I keep telling my boyfriend last night, I can't tell you, I like screamed it through the whole gym. I was like, I was so excited.
If I remember right from the last interview, did you have a charity you were working on or something of that nature?
Yes, CF Warrior. They're still going strong, still looking for donations. So if you go to CF Warrior on Facebook, you can look their stuff up. What he does is he takes all the money that he brings in. He finds families that are in the same need, cystic fibrosis. That's what CF is for. Oh. And he finds the families that need the help, and he gives the money to the families. So if they need money for food or a hotel, anything that they need, any help, medical bills, that's what it's for. And he doesn't pocket any of his money. Like, no, I mean, he goes straight there. And his wife had CF. Cystic fibrosis, so he knows what the families are going through, and so he's there to help. Man, my boy G is an amazing dude. He is a giver. He doesn't like to take. He loves to give to people, and that's why I really chose this foundation to work with, because they're all about giving, and it's close to home. He's from Marshalltown. I'm from Waterloo, so we're right there next to each other. I live in Des Moines, so we're right next to each other. He's a fighter too. So like I said, it's a really good foundation to be a part of. And if you guys can look him up, CF Warrior Foundation.
Are you guys still part of Wounded Warrior helping vets?
I mean, that was with my other gym. Not, but I have vets. I have vets, and I have current active military guys in my gym. So I'm always supporting the military. So find a charity that supports the vets. Any kind of vet, doesn't matter what it is for. Give them the charity, because that's without them we wouldn't have our freedom.
Mm-hmm. Did you happen to get your sucker in the mail?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I didn't want to see you in pain.
I feel like this could really mentally help you.
I love hot stuff, so.
I know, I really want to see how you're going to do with this.
Maybe what you can do is you can send me the questions, and my wife can read me the questions, and I can answer them and send you guys the video.
We could do that.
Or I could get on another podcast and do it some other time.
Yeah, that's awesome. We'll probably get to have you back on at some point.
Yeah, we can schedule you back in.
We want to see you live doing it.
Allie, oh, yeah.
Nate, would you let your kids watch your fight?
Do I let my kids watch my fight? My kid comes to my fight. He walks out with me.
Are they excited about their mom fighting too?
You said what?
So he's a little cutie too.
Excited to see their mom fight?
Does my mom like me fighting?
No, I think she means
no. Does your son want to see his mom fight?
I don't think he's really comprehended it yet, because she's not the fighter in the family. But yeah, we keep on telling her, hey, mommy's gonna be fighting soon. You wanna go watch the fight? Yeah. But I mean, I don't know if he's comprehended it, but he might have. I mean, I don't know. He used to say,
do you reckon he's gonna be a father like his parents?
Probably. I hope not. Honestly, I hope not. I don't want him to.
Really? Why not?
He's a baby.
Because I know what it does to the mental aspects of the what people don't talk about, the depression part, the anxiety part, just the mental part of it, and it's not good. It's not fun. I suffer from depression and anxiety, and as a lot of it is from fighting, and I don't want my son to go through that. So, I mean, if he wants to fight, I'm not gonna be like, no, I don't want you can't fight. I'm not gonna say that, but I mean, I'd rather him pick a different avenue, honestly. But I mean, it is what it is. I'll support him either way.
It's a tough lifestyle.
We were just talking about that.
Yep.
It's a tough lifestyle, mentally and physically.
What part of the fighting training aspect gives you anxiety and depression? Can you go into that?
I think it's just the unknown of what's going to happen. And if you lose, if you're training, you train your ass off for 6 to 8 weeks. And you train and train and train and train for that one opportunity, that one spot, and you lose, that does a lot to your psyche. You would think over time, having over 50 fights, you would think it would get better. It doesn't.
Before my last losses, I lost.
I was winning the fight, and I actually ended up losing. I was depressed for like 2 or 3 days. Like I didn't really talk to anybody. I didn't get on the social media. I didn't really talk to my wife. I didn't talk to my, I didn't do anything. I just really stayed down in my basement just because I needed to be left alone for a little bit, because it's the point of I had it right there and then I lost it.
And I think it really makes you vulnerable in the community, because you put your whole self out there. You have all these people that you feel like is behind you, and then you feel like you let them down, or they, it's like you're just throwing all your stuff all over social media, except it's a fight community where, and I really think a lot of the damage to the brain also it makes you feel a little different, but I totally agree. And I think we should maybe even talk about that later for sure. Do you have any shout outs you want to give out before you come back here and do the challenge?
Man, everybody in my training camp that's been helping me get ready, without them, I couldn't do it. All my sponsors, because man, I have a lot of them, and it's always a pleasure, you know, working with my sponsors, because without them, I wouldn't be able to do what I do and have some of the things I have some of the gear I have, which like HKA USA, one of my big sponsors with my gear, Prep Kings. They do my prepping of my meals. Very good stuff. Invinci Graphics. They do a lot of my printing. My taekwondo place up in Atomo, man, he's a really good dude.
It's always tough when you're on the spot.
It starts because I feel like I'm losing out of forgetting somebody. But I'm not. I mean, I try not to. Oh, Papa's Trap Kitchen, man. If you're in Des Moines, around the Des Moines area, looking for some homemade good food, check out my boy at Papa's Trap Kitchen. And I'm telling you, some good food.
I love food.
All right. Well, it was really nice having you on. We do have to wrap the show up and move on to our next guest. But I'm sorry the candy didn't get to you, but we definitely want to have you back on to do the challenge.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all the best for your fight.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
See you next.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank
HK USA.
It was such a humble guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we got to wrap this show up, and then we will reset and come back in the studio for the next guest who's already waiting. So we'll see you in about 2 minutes.
See you back here.
Nice too.